From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. On Christmas morning, every smoker on your Christmas list will say, "Just what I wanted," and really mean it, if you give each one a carton of Raleigh cigarettes in the colorful Christmas gift carton. You can't find a better gift for boys in the Army and Navy. Survey after survey proves that cigarettes are the most appreciated gifts you can buy. And Raleighs are especially appreciated because they're recognized as finer cigarettes, the cigarettes that give an extra measure of smoking enjoyment. You see, it's Raleigh's exclusive golden rich tobacco blend that makes the big difference, that makes Raleigh so distinctively outstanding in taste and flavor. And remember, Raleigh's are the cigarettes that give valuable coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums. So make a note right now. For every smoker on your list, a carton of Raleigh's, a gift that truly speaks a merry, merry Christmas, Raleigh cigarettes. Here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, how are you tonight, Truman? Say, wasn't that blackout the other night something?
Yeah, huh? I'll say it was, yeah. Boy. And did you see they stopped all the cars and made them pull over the curb, Red?
Yeah, and it was the opportunity of a lifetime.
Just what do you mean, opportunity of a lifetime?
To make a left turn off of Sunset Boulevard.
Well, that blackout was really confusing, though, wasn't it?
Oh, I'll say. On the corner where I was standing, it was so dark that the pickpockets were picking the pockets of the pickpockets.
Say it over. A lot of odd things happen when they turn those lights out.
Yo, I'll say it did. Say, you know the stork that works over at the hospital? Well, he turned his job over to an owl.
Another thing, Red, lots of the cars have very dim lights now. Do you notice?
Yeah, you know those dim lights really fooled my uncle,
though.
He thought people put them on there because they didn't want to see the surprised look on the pedestrians' faces.
During the blackout, they were very strict about lights, I know.
Oh, I'll say they were. They even made Lupe Velez take off her bracelets.
Really, did they?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the movie stars didn't even know it was a blackout.
Sure.
They've been wearing dark glasses for so long, you know.
Well, you know, the whole thing was very exciting, Red, but some people got pretty confused.
Yeah, I was a little confused. Over at the Palladium, I danced three dances with Robert Taylor.
To tell me you danced three dances with Bob Taylor?
Yeah, and it was very embarrassing, too, especially when Andy Devine cut it in all the time. There's a new word for you, cut it in. I picked my English up off an Ouija board. You know?
Well, that was a big crowd.
Yeah.
By the way, Red, I understand you've been taking dancing lessons.
Yeah, you know, I've been a wallflower long enough.
Yeah, you really have.
Yeah, I've been a wallflower so long that last Friday they started to build a pot around me.
Tell me something, Red. Do you have much trouble getting the girls to dance with you?
No, and they're really lovely girls, too. You know, they're hostesses, you know.
I danced with a hostess once.
You really danced with a hostess, Ozzie?
Yeah, and what a dancer.
Yeah.
The band played Someone's Rocking My Dream Boat, and she did.
Say, Rad, do they have good-looking hostesses, the place you go to?
Well, yes and no. You see, the one I had was a little old, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, when was she born?
I don't know, but several times during the dance, she spoke of the Alamo.
Hi, Rad.
Oh, hello, Harriet. Gee, you look nice tonight. I like your fur coat. Is that mink?
Well, it's supposed to be, but every time I pass a dog, the hair stands straight up. Say, are you having fun with your dancing lessons, Red?
Yeah, but you know, the dance floor is too slippery for me. I fall down all the time. Every time I take a step, I sit down real hard.
Really?
Yeah. I sat down so much last week that they finally had to put heels on my shorts. You know, but I sure love dancing now, though. It's a lot of fun.
About this hostess I danced with once. You know, I also kissed her goodnight.
Oh, now, come, Benzedrine, you did?
Yeah, I really did, but I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, her cigar put a brand on my nose.
Fred, you're so fond of dancing. What do you say we all go to a Hollywood nightclub and dance tonight?
No, not me. I'm going to take the money that would cost for an evening in a Hollywood nightclub and buy a United States defense bond.
Well, wait a minute. You did that last week.
Yeah.
Tell me, how many bonds can you get for that money?
I don't know, but next week they're launching the USS Skelton.
How I love my Rancho Pillow, I do. I count my sheep on Rancho Pillow while rounding up a dream or two. Halfway between old Amarillo and heaven's blue, I'd lay me down on Rancho Pillow while twinkling stars play peekaboo. Get along, you sandman. Don't you understand, man? This here cowhand man's a sleepy buckaroo. And how I love my Rancho Pillow, I do. For there's a cowboy keeps hoping that he'll soon be roping a dream that will someday come true.
Sung by Ozzie Nelson.
Say, Red.
Yes, Harriet.
The January edition of Screenline magazine says that you build miniature railroads.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun, too. You know, to make sure that my trains are perfect, I hang around at the Union Station all the time and watch exactly what happens.
Well, what could happen? People just get on a train and the crew takes them where they're going.
Oh, no, there's a lot more to it than that. Now, you take the fellow who works in the signal tower, the beauty operator of the railroad, the guy who throws the switches. Look, Harriet, we'll do that one, Harriet. I'll be Clem, and you be my girlfriend.
I wonder if that could have been the Chattanooga choo-choo. Well, there's nothing else to do for another hour. Guess I'll just sit here and twiddle my fingers. My thumbs are too tired to twiddle.
Clam.
Well, hello, Daisy June. Gee, you look sweet tonight.
Thank you, Clam.
You look very, very sweet and pretty. Care to play a little jujitsu?
my ribs ain't healed yet.
Gee, you look pretty. What you wearing? Anklets?
No, I took a shortcut through the swamp.
Hey, what you got there, Daisy? Look like my lunch pail.
Yes, tis. Here.
Well, thanks. I think I'll eat it now.
Clem, take it out of the pail first.
Oh, I like it better this way. The metal contains vitamin B19.
Been busy, haven't you? Knitting things.
Yeah, I've been knitting.
What are you knitting now?
Oh, can't tell you.
Oh, you can tell me, Clem.
Oh, no, I can't neither. It's a secret.
Oh, I won't tell anybody.
Oh, you just say that. But then you tell somebody, and then they tell somebody else. And when it gets back to me, it won't be what I'm making.
Oh, Clem, you can so tell me.
Oh, all right. I'm knitting a pair of booties.
Booties? Who for?
My turtle. His feet gets cold. Well, it's time to throw a switch. Here comes another train.
What kind of train is that?
A milk train.
Say, Clem, what's this switch?
Oh, that's the move to limit it to another track.
Say, did you ever make any mistakes with them buttons and switches?
That I did. Last week, I switched the Limited to the wrong track, and it came in at Santa Anita and paid $7.40 to spell it.
Say, Clem.
Hmm?
Look, here come two train engines heading for each other on the same track.
Well, how about that? They ain't on the schedule. Oh, believe me, it looks like they're going to hit each other. Silly way to run a railroad, if you ask me.
Then we have a lady and her little boy on the train. We'll do that one, Harriet. I'll be the little boy, and you be my mother.
I'll just sit here until the porter makes up my berth.
Yeah, here, you let me go.
Pardon me, lady. You dropped something.
No, I didn't. That's Junior.
You mean this is your offspring?
No, he's something I won on a punch board back in the station.
Now, how can you say that, Mommy? Don't you believe her, mister? She got me out of an iron claw machine.
Oh, really, no.
Mommy, look, the brass button, this man, the policeman, he got me.
He's not a policeman, Junior. He's a conductor. Yeah. What's Junior done now?
He's been holding his hand out of the window, and as we passed that town about 60 miles back... Well, go on, tell her what you did.
Oh, white blabbermouth. So I stole the mail bag. Yes, I did, too. Here, you want a postcard? Hey, take a special delivery. I got a lot of them.
Well, anyway, now that I'm here, I'll just take up your tickets.
Here's one ticket. He isn't old enough to pay.
How old are you, my boy?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, Bob.
He's 5 years old.
Five? That kid's 6 years old if he's a day.
Oh, that's a story. I only started to vote last week.
Junior, be quiet.
Well, this is the holiday season, so I'll let the little fellow ride free this time. Okay. Besides, I like children, especially if they're well cooked.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Mommy, would you like to get out and take a walk?
No, dear, the train's moving.
Would you like to see the train stop?
I know, Junior, why?
I found where they hide the emergency brake. Hey, Mommy, I get bored. Can I run up and down the aisle and annoy the passengers again?
No, Junior.
Well, I'll just annoy the ones trying to sleep. Well, I'll take my gun and play Jesse Dane. Yoo-hoo, yippee, yoo-hoo, yip. Sit them up, buddy. Get to the hole up. Hey, play cowboy with me, mister. Well, what are you staring at, rubberneck?
Oh, you again, huh? Go away, son, before I dig you a unit.
Yes.
All right, kid, go on. Beat it now, will you, please?
Hey, why don't you like me? I deny a fellow wants to get to know me. I grow on people.
Like warts.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a traveling salesman.
Oh, I know a corker about you.
Hey, where are you going on this train? To a reform school?
No, I had coming back. They refused me. I couldn't see my grandmother. Well, I'll see you later, mister. I gotta go back and worry my mama a little more. Mom, I head back. You're sitting on the funny paper, Mom. Come on, get off.
Oh, I'm too tired, Junior.
You is tired? All right. Yeah, we can have a funny paper, dog. Oh, look at that big mouse!
What mouse? Where?
Thanks for the funny papers, Mom.
Junior, come on. It's time to go to bed. The Sandman's coming.
Okay, give me a nickel. I won't tell Pop.
Now, come along. Our berth is ready in the next car.
Okay. Don't let me go.
Now, don't make any noise. Everybody on the train is asleep.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Junior, stop looking in those berths. Now, what have you got there?
Some shoes. I found them on the floor. They were lost.
Junior, put those shoes back on the floor.
Oh, okay. Side 14 wide.
Well, thank goodness. Here's the berth.
Okay. Mommy, can I have a drink of water? I'll go get her.
Yes, but hurry right back.
Okay. Look at that big foot sticking out of the curtain. If I do, I did a whimpering. I do it. You might whip somebody. Maybe he's dead. I will find out. Hey, Mr. Conductor, you got a match? My mommy wants to light a smoke.
Well, yes. Here you are, Sonny. Tell her she can keep the rest of them.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bub. Now I take one match and I put it between he toes. Then I light another match. Then I light the match between he toes. And now I wait for him to jump like Grandma did.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, he told her so long they look like candles, I try to light one.
Give me those matches.
Don't you hit me.
Ouch! Oh, my foot! Oh, who did that?
Quiet, sir. I can explain everything.
Oh, so you're the wise guy with the matches.
No, sir, you see.
Fine thing to teach a little kid. What are you laughing at?
You got mad just like Grandma did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was Sweet Over Serenade, played by Ozzie Nelson and the boys in the band. Here's Truman Truman Bradley with an important message.
Thank you, Len. Friends, America needs your help so that America can help you preserve your freedom. Buy all the defense bonds and stamps you possibly can. And you can help with the right choice of cigarettes. Raleigh Cigarettes offer United States defense bonds and stamps in exchange for the valuable coupons that come on the back of each pack of Raleighs. Now, more than ever before, it pays to smoke Raleigh cigarettes. And it pays in far greater smoking enjoyment, too. Raleigh's exclusive gold-enriched tobacco blend gives you a distinctive taste, a richer flavor, a complete smoking satisfaction you can't quite get from any other cigarette. So, friends, get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Save the valuable coupons that mean more now than ever before, and redeem them for United States defense bonds and stamps. Tonight, switch to Raleigh Cigarettes.
Never knew that trains could be so fascinating.
Oh, they really are. You know what I get a kick out of is the fellow who's always missing his train by 1 minute. This time he's on his way home for the Christmas holidays, and he's riding on the Pomona and Utah Railroad, better known as the PU line. Wonderful Smith, as a red cap, is calling the trains.
All aboard for Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other stations too numerous to mention.
Quick, give me a ticket to my hometown, Vincennes, Indiana, will you?
Sorry, but the last train just left.
Well, I know that train. If I run, I can catch it.
If you run, you'll beat it. Yeah.
Say, what time's the next one?
Tomorrow, about the same time.
Oh, gee, what can I do till then?
Well, there's a little bar in the station.
Bar, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I need the exercise. I guess I'll go chin myself. See you later.
Twenty-four hours later.
All aboard for Kansas City, Topeka, Albuquerque, Los Angeles, and sometimes Glendale. Vincent special on track 3.
Give me a ticket to Vincent, will you?
Too bad. That's the last train today. But there's one tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Well, that's good. Now I can go back to the bar and finish carving my initials. We'll see you tomorrow.
The next day.
All aboard for Ventura, San Francisco, and Alcatraz. Everybody off and change suits. All aboard. Vincent special on track 3.
Call up my wife and Vincent and tell her not to chop any wood. I'm bringing home a load.
Well, you missed your train again, Bob.
You don't say.
Excuse me, mister. Have you got a cigarette on you?
Yeah, I got one. Here, help yourself.
Hey, Butts, is that all you got?
Well, I didn't do so well this morning. It was raining. Here's a big one. I followed a guy all day. I thought he'd never throw it away. Here,
well, thanks. I'll just light it.
Now, wait a minute, Bub. Don't strike that match on my suitcase.
Oh, excuse me.
And don't strike it on my wristwatch, either.
Well, where's I going to scratch it?
Well, strike it on the sole of your shoe.
What, and tear my sock?
What's the matter with you, fella? Don't you like being a porter,
No, sir, I don't. I think I quit being a porter.
Why?
Because the bags is getting heavier than the tips.
Say there, do you send word to your wife that you missed your train?
No, but she won't mind. There's a bar in the station at Vincent's, too.
Hey, I'll bet she's nice.
Yeah, she's got two noses.
Two noses?
Yeah, but it's all right. She combs her hair down over one of them.
Yeah, I see. Well, the next train don't leave until tomorrow.
Well, I guess I better hurry up back to the bar before somebody scuttles my olive.
Well, I'll be back.
I'll bet you will.
Same place the next day.
All aboard! Vincent Special on track one. And here comes that man again.
I dropped something with me.
Well, fella, you made it today because we held the train.
Oh, no, you don't. I know what you're trying to do.
Well, what am I trying to do?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? That's one of the cheapest tricks a railroad could pull.
Well, what did we do?
You make a guy miss his train 5 days in a row. So you go into your bar and spend all of his money. Then when the bartender says, if you miss your train today, bub, I'll buy you a drink on the house, you hold the train.
Pretty busy with that pencil and paper. Yeah. What are you doing?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob. Now, I'm checking over my Christmas list.
Oh, well, in that case, Red, you'll be mighty glad to hear from the gentleman who speaks for our companion sponsor.
Oh, bring him in.
Friends, with Christmas just around the corner, this is a good time to check your gift list. And for every pipe smoker on that list, mark Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. You see, Sir Walter Raleigh has what every pipe smoker wants. It has flavor. A rich, nut-like flavor that no other tobacco offers. It has a fragrant, key man aroma. It burns sweet, cool, and clean right down to bowl bottom. Yes, give a one-pound container of Sir Walter Raleigh and rest assured that your choice will be appreciated. And this year, the generous vacuum-sealed container comes in a special Christmas package. It has an attractively shaped carton with six colorful sides, each panel decorated in rich, warm, Old English designs. So give him the gift supreme in the special Christmas package. Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. Now back to Truman Bradley.
Adolf Hitler has said, two worlds are in conflict and one must break asunder. Americans, I ask you, which world shall break, ours or Hitler's? Pour out your dollars in reply. Pour them out in a steady, never-ending stream that fills the war chest of our nation and keep it flowing over. Put every dollar you can into defense bonds sold by any bank, post office, or savings and loan association. Put every possible dime into defense stamps sold by retail merchants and even by newspaper carrier boys. Buy a bond, and every payday hereafter, make your regular bond buying answer Adolf Hitler's boast. Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. We'll all be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be listening for us. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying, don't forget to buy a defense stamp and lick the other side. Goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.